Shohei Ohtani homered to lead off the game, but rookie Jacob Mizorowski was dominant from there, holding the Dodgers to that single run in six innings of work while striking out 12 in the Brewers' 3-1 victory. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Mizorowski got out of a two-on, nobody-out jam in the sixth.
I was told I had a short leash in the sixth, and, I'm happy they let me go because, it was my mistake and my problem I was in. So, yeah, it's awesome that they had enough faith in me to, get out of it.
Brewers rookie went toe-to-toe with Dodgers future Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, I mean, you have all respect in the world to face Kershaw and, the 3,000 Ks. It's awesome to see a guy like that and match up against him. But, I saw something on online that he didn't know who I was, so I hope that he knows me now, It's kind of cool. But, it is what it is.
Dodgers have lost five straight. They've scored just two runs total in two games against the Brewers pitching staff. Manager Pat Murphy.
They're not at 100%. They're not in their best state right now, but maybe we aren't either, So it's like, just keep not worrying about that. They're going to be plenty good, and they are plenty good.
Sal Frelick added a homer for the Brewers, who play for the sweep today. Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins expected to miss 6 weeks with a thumb injury. He was placed on injured reserve on Sunday. Bucks made more roster moves, announcing the re-signings of forward Torian Prince and guard Gary Trent Jr., both players entering their second seasons with the Bucks. Bucks also announcing the signing of veteran shooting guard Gary Harris to a two-year deal. NHL and its Players Association have a new deal. The two sides ratified an updated collective bargaining agreement on Tuesday, which kicks in following next season. In the Midwest League yesterday, South Bend beat Wisconsin 13-4. Dayton down Beloit 8-5. American Association Lake Country over Kane County 10-4. Chicago beat Milwaukee 9-5. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.